Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
So, Kaylee Marie.
Yes, John with no middle name.
It's N. And John's even my first name.
Yeah, but that name sucks. That's why we gave Jack a middle name. Even though his...
You take that back.
It... J-N. Yeah, that's just not a yelling name. That's not an...
Do the full name, though.
Even J-N Horsley the Third.
That's a good control name.
It's better. But I like, you know, Regan Sadie Marie or Tegan Scarlett.
That one's good. Yeah. You know, if you do the first middle name for Tegan, she's in trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's just her first name.
I know.
Tegan Scarlett Eloise. She has a super awesome long name.
She loves it too. We always go, Tegan Scarlett Eloise, the first.
Yep. We call her the first. Because Sophia the First was a really big show when she was a little kid. Yeah. But you have nothing. I tried to give you Napoleon.
I have just nothing. I don't want Napoleon. Fuck off. I still am legit irritated about that. Like, nope, it's funny. I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't want Napoleon. I don't want Napoleon to, because Napoleon Dynamite. And right. I don't like that. I mean,
oh, I'm not even thinking. I've never seen that movie, so.
It's all right. It's awkward and funny, but I just don't want to be associated with it.
No, I was thinking of Napoleon, like a Napoleon complex.
Napoleon Bonaparte. But I'm not short. I'm 6'1".
No, it just doesn't make any sense. Because, well, we did give Jack Nolan. So you can be gave? John. Yes, we did give.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Give. We gave or did give Jack Nolan as a yelling name, even though he also doesn't have a middle name.
He's the fourth.
Yes. So I can call you John Nolan. I can just give you a middle name.
I'll take Nolan as you John Nolan. It's not John Napoleon. Okay. We're just nothing.
Just nothing. Just nothing. Get over here.
Fuck you. So.
So that was a banter on totally off topic.
That's what we do.
Always.
But what are we doing today? I got a bone to pick with you.
I did nothing of the sorts.
So we had talked about.
Nope.
And Chris, can I finish?
Nope.
I'm going to finish.
Okay.
In our first Brewers Advent Calendar of 2019, we had talked about in June or July of 2020, we were going to do a wine one. Mm-hmm. And you procured the wine.
I did. I went online, which that's pretty new for anybody, actually, to be able to order wine online. Yeah. So
you can't order beer or booze in Washington State, but you can get wine here.
Well, you can order it from a website, and then it has to be local. They can't actually mail it to you.
Yeah.
It has to be a local delivery.
Right,
so,
right. So we got a box of wine. It was 12 bottles, and we had planned, oh, this is great. We'll open a bottle. We'll talk, just like the Brewers Advent Counter. We talk about it and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just zipped your jacket up and down. I was like, ooh, zipper, fun.
It's my descendants jacket.
It is. My brain heard mud descendants, not my descendants. Anyways. So we got it, and we recorded a few, mm-hmm. and they're funny. Mm-hmm. I just listened to them. Just so we're clear, today is January 17th, 2021, and these were recorded in June of 2020. So they're a little old, but we were holding them because we were hoping to actually finish and do all 12, like we did 12 days in a row. Mm-hmm. We did three. And Kenny can defeat join us for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember yet.
I think two. I think we did two at the same time.
Yeah. And so,
there's four of us, so you only get like a tiny little.
So
my bottles are so small.
No, they're not though. Would you like to tell the lovely listeners what happened to the rest of the bottles?
The world caught fire.
And the subsequent box we bought to replace the first box?
The world caught fire. There was nothing else to do. So I drank them all.
Somebody cracked them all open without doing the recording.
Yes, I did. And we actually drank quite a few of them together and shared them and each had a glass.
We did, yeah.
We just didn't podcast about it.
Although we still have one left.
Well, the one, it was such a cool bottle, and it's from the first box. I only drink
11 bottles. Well, minus three, minus four.
So 12, minus four, eight.
I can math. But you drank the entire second box.
They were duplicates.
But you still, duplicates of ones we had.
That was only six. And some of them were duplicates from four. Yeah. So I'm saying like three. There's only three new ones. This is Kaylee math.
Right? But they're still gone.
Yes.
And our whole idea of doing the 12 days of wine podcasting was shot out the window.
Well, it wasn't 12 days. It was 12 bottles. Because, yeah. I mean, you can't really drink a bottle a day, can you?
No, of course not. Wink, wink.
And I'm like, this will last me a month. 2 weeks.
Yeah. 12 days later, I'm out. Fuck.
Damn it. Why am I so anxious all the time?
I have no idea. But
more wine, it makes it better.
Or worse, whatever. So we were going to like replace them and do it again, but it's been 7-8 months. So we're just going to play these for you. And if we decide to do it again and actually can do it.
We're ordering more wine.
These first ones, we're just going to.
We'll do some rosés.
Yeah.
So we don't
and
get.
We'll do our fancy bottle.
And we'll do our fancy
bottle. We'll crack that one open soon.
Yeah.
But.
We could do that one for our anniversary.
High five, bro. We have a handshake. It's awesome.
Yep.
That was the half handshake, though.
Yeah. We have two. We have the full handshake and then the half fee.
Which we kind of did it one day when we first got together.
It was weird. We didn't like, let's make up a handshake. It was like, boom, bam, bam, fire power.
Almost to the T, yeah. I mean, although it happened before we saw that movie, but right. Still.
It did work out that way.
But they took
and
that.
And we did it. And then we were like, that was awesome. Let's always do this. And we and did.
Our daughter stole it from us, too.
Yeah. All our kids do it. Everybody thinks we're fucking awesome.
Yeah. It was hilarious. We're at Costco and we did it at the aisle.
Yes.
And then it was like, do you guys have a handshake?
Yes. You guys are awesome.
We're pretty awesome. So here is the next couple ones going to be our thing. We should do the one, the fancy bottle, and do it, and then we should get more and do it again.
Yeah, I agree.
It's fun.
We'll do a mix of whites and rosés. Yeah, because they're not red.
And as we talked about on the 2020 Brewers Calendar, next year we're gonna do something different because I got tired of having the same beers.
Right. We should do mixed drinks, or we could do liqueurs. We do have the bottled from Germany, bottles from around the world.
We have those. Yeah, there's 9 of them.
Yeah,
we do those too.
Yeah.
For today, and for tomorrow, and for the next day, for the next 4 days, here's the ones with different wine.
You are welcome.
But then we will not do all 12. We're just doing 4.
So, we lied. Sorry. Well, I drank them all.
We told the truth today. We lied 6 months ago.
Yeah. Well, when I bought it, it was like in January, February.
Something March. Like that, yeah.
It was like pandemic had just started, and we were like, we're going to be closed for 6 weeks. We're so naive.
A year later.
2 years. I still feel like, yeah, we're probably like another year of not having the world back to.
Oh, our puppy's sad at us. The door's closed. He wants to come in and say hi. Rupert's like, no, let me in. I have to say hi to everybody.
Hello, Ruru.
Rupert, want to say hi? How do you feel about wine? He doesn't care. All right, well, let's go, guys.
Thanks. Enjoy. Buy your wine.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't get sponsored for wine, but we should. So if you have a winery, sponsor us and give us free wine.
Let's get my yogurt.
He loves yogurt.
Yes.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Welcome back to Drunken Boozerly. Drunken Boozerly. What are we doing?
We are opening up a wine club. Oh, my.
Did we have to sign for this?
Yeah, the guy goes, are you over 21? What's your last name? Thank you, bye.
Do you sign anything?
No. Oh. It was because everything, they're not doing actual signature.
Because it says like 3 times. Has to sign over 21.
Sign. Adult signature required. Recipient must be at least 21 years of age. Do not deliver to an intoxicated person. No driver or shipper release allowed.
Do not deliver to an intoxicated person. So if you're already indulging, you can't get your booze.
Right.
All right.
And then adult signature required. Check ID. Complies with all FedEx and UPS requirements, all applicable government laws, regulation, including all requirements related to delivery in the destination state. Wow.
They're not fucking around here. So we're doing similar to what we do with the beer thing for Christmas, but with wine.
Yeah.
And this is us opening. Ooh, what's this?
All right. So it says, welcome to the wine club that rewards its members.
Congratulations, you've just earned your first credit towards 3 bottles or 3 bonus bottles. Oh, in your next case, we'll upgrade all you fuckers.
We canceled the next case.
We got the first case and canceled because, you know, it's expensive.
Right, because we got this for $80, but it was going to be like $250 after that.
Your third case includes a luxury wine worth at least $40.
Ooh.
No, $40 was luxury.
I know, right?
But I mean...
And there's the back.
Yeah, it's cool. We would have done more if it wasn't so expensive, but...
Yeah.
Hey, what does this say? You want to read this?
The JS Wine Promise. No.
Okay. That's a lot of words. That's a lot of words. All right. Ooh. How many bottles did we get?
They're all super dusty.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 bottles of wine. We're doing all of them today. So this episode's going to get really sloppy. Yeah.
We're supposed to get bonus glasses.
Yeah, where's our glasses? It's got some wine. I mean, oh, that one's pretty.
Yeah, they're cool.
They are cool. It's going to be fun to go through all these.
Oh, it has about...
We got 12... Oh, we did get three bottles and three bonus ones in this one, but if we kept going, we would also get three more bonus ones.
$60.
Is that how much this cost?
No, that's... We got it like 60 or 70% off, so it was... $60 plus $20 shipping.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
This is pretty cool.
What's this?
Oh, there's a bunch of information here. So when we taste the wines, we'll read the information about that wine like we did, like we did with the beer episode. This is just us kind of going over it. What does that say?
Mm-hmm.
They can't hear you reading in your head. Yeah.
It says, "Dear customer, thank you very much for your order. As you can imagine, demand for home delivery wine has been extraordinarily high of late. The wine world is also facing inevitable shipping delays and supply challenges. As a result, we have had to make a change to your order. Rather than holding things up while we wait for more stock, we thought we would prefer... You would prefer to save your wine, much needed at the moment. I can assure you that any replacement has been carefully chosen as...
be as close to the original as possible.
I'm like, my words.
Equal or greater value.
I'm confident that you'll be happy with the wines in your case, but money-back guarantee is the ultimate safety net. If you aren't completely satisfied with the wine, just let us know and you'll receive a refund. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'd be happy to help.
Yeah, that's cool. So some of the wine's different than what we ordered originally.
Yeah. Oh, here. Dear customer, thank you very much for your order. This note is to let you know that due to extraordinary high demands over the last few weeks, we've had to make a change to the gift we originally advertised. But there's good news. In place of the glassware, because I'm like, where's our
fucking glassware?
We included a very special bonus wine. And remember, our guarantee, if you're not completely satisfied with the wine, let us know and you'll receive a refund.
So instead of glasses, we got more wine. But I thought we were supposed to get 15 anyways.
No, we were supposed to get two extra bottles, and then
12 plus two, and they gave us three. That's cool. These are cool. These are cool bottles, though.
Giant.
Yeah. Well.
They're very dusty.
Well, yeah, they've been sitting in a box probably forever. I like this one. That one looks cool.
Yeah, it's a Pinot.
Pinot Grigio. Are you pulling them all out?
Yeah, I want to look at sheer un-oaked.
Un-oaked. Just pull them out and put them back in the box. Because you're going to put them back anyways. What's that one? Grande Reserve de Gassac. We're going to mispronounce all these names. Mm-hmm. It's a product de France. Product de France. What's that one? Terre de Nono. Nono.
Vous n'êtes pas un robot. We did the whites. You can do a mix.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, did you order a rosé? But then it didn't give me the option because I like rosés.
Sauvignon Blanc. That one's going to be good.
The Elkhai River.
Looks kind of, the case looks cheesy. I like the fancy cases. William Nettle. Another Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, because it's all white.
From Sonoma County. And this one is a Stellenruss Heritage. A blush vine. Ooh, a blush.
No, bush.
A bush vine, not a blush.
Blanc.
I'm going to be honest, I know nothing about wine. So
yeah, we could learn some though.
Heritage Chavari.
Yeah, that's kind of, some of these are really awesome, and some of them are really
fine foam Chardonnay.
And the actually with the JS or WSJ wines, what they do is they work with local breweries. And so we actually got this one from a local...
Local wineries, not breweries.
Winery. Yeah.
Ooh, this one's got a sticker on it. It's sparkly.
Ooh, it's some...
Maybe it's fancy.
I'm surprised you didn't take cool. that one out.
I didn't see that one. Well, that's awesome. What is that one?
A sparkling wine.
Yeah, but it's like the bottle is cool.
The bottle is all has like
it's like chiseled.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Prosciutto.
We'll have to get pictures of all these too.
Prosecco. Yeah, I knew this was gonna be cool because the top.
Yeah, I was so entranced on that one.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's very generic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Ooh.
So you excited?
Yummy. Yeah.
Excited for the wine?
Whoop, whoop.
So 15 bottles today, just one and done?
Oh my God, we'd die.
All right, well, we'll come back with more later, but this is all just intro.
We'll do it. We should maybe try it tonight.
Try one of them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
We'll let you know how it goes.
We'll pick whatever we're going to do, then I'll pull up some research on it and say it's like whatever it's from. It's like last time, I have a little bit of info on the winery. But until then, we'll see ya.
We'll see ya.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.